and Wilcox Show.
We've got three stories that we're going to share with you real quick here on this round of It Happened in Florida. And pretty simple. They're all true. They could have happened all over the world. You just have to spot the one that took place in the Sunshine State. It's that easy. If you want to be an official contestant, Cool Beans is waiting for you at 844-4WW-SHOW. And Woody's got the first one.
Is this a case of the Woody and Wilcox bump or not? Remember, not too long ago, we had a story on It Happened in Florida where authorities were looking for somebody who was gluing cowboy hats to the heads of pigeons.
I do remember that, yes.
Well, it's a different city than the one we had before, but city officials have warned residents who see pigeons wearing sombreros to contact them. And to please, if you are the one gluing sombreros to pigeons' heads, to stop. Quote, while quirky or fun, it's still inhumane, said the city manager, who posted a photo of a pigeon wearing a sombrero.
How do we know the pigeon doesn't like it?
To their Twitter page. It's a great question, Chelsea. It's sort of hard to gauge a pigeon's expression. They always sort of have that weird look on their face, whether they're having a great time or whether or not, you know, they're about to be extinguished.
That's always been my big complaint about pigeons. Can't tell what they're thinking.
Right. That's your biggest complaint? Is it in Florida where they'd like whoever is gluing sombreros to pigeons' heads to please stop?
Story number two has a headline that I promise you we've never heard before, but it's just one of the reasons that I am the way I am. I'm going to quote the headline to you right now. Bloodthirsty squirrel leaves two hospitalized neighbors hiding out during daytime. That's a headline.
A bloodthirsty squirrel?
Squirrel?
Squirrel.
Just one.
Bloodthirsty squirrel leaves two hospitalized neighbors hiding out during daytime.
Well, pardon me if I'm wrong. Squirrels are not meat eaters, right? They eat nuts.
Here's the first line of the story. An unruly squirrel is defying Disney stereotypes by terrorizing one neighborhood. Quote, we usually don't go outside during the day because he comes out in the daytime, says Charlene French Amaziqua.
You're being held in your home.
The feral animal, who's anything but friendly, has even attacked two people, leaving them bloodied, bruised, and in need of stitches.
Bruised?
Probably falling over themselves trying to get away.
Quote from the same woman, when I stepped outside the door, he leapt on me, bit my arm, I pulled him off, threw him to the ground, and he tried to get in my house. I couldn't get in the house because he came back and he bit this leg. She has the stitches and the bite marks to prove it.
You're not going to keep me from the outside. I'm putting on a sumo suit and grabbing a tennis racket and it's on.
Residents have contacted both animal control and the Park and Wildlife Department and were told by both that unless someone in the neighborhood traps the squirrel, they cannot come out and do anything about it. Is it Florida? Is my question for you at 844-4WW-SHOW. I'll give you the further details when we resolve. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story, oddly, also has to do with animals. Rounding out the trifecta is a 58-year-old man who was suffering from a patchy rash on his arm and started experiencing numbness. Went to the doctor and they gave him some cream, and a couple of days later, he came back as it had actually gotten worse. He was diagnosed with Hansen's disease. Are you familiar with Hansen's disease?
Yes, sometimes called Mbop. Oh, come on.
It's so obvious, first of all. I've waited for you to say it.
Whatever.
Hansen's disease is known as leprosy.
Cool Beans laughed.
Leprosy.
Of course, Cool Beans laughs at everything.
And they're like, have you come into contact with any wild animals like armadillos? And the guy's like, yeah, I was an armadillo hunter 30 years ago. Did you know that armadillos carry leprosy?
Nope.
Nor did I. And doctors are left scratching their heads going, hang on a second. He's had no contact for 30 years with armadillos. It has just been apparently lying dormant in his body for all this time.
What? And then what? Why does it wake up all of a sudden? Do you touch another armadillo and then it's activated?
I don't think there needs to be a double armadillo activation. I'm not quite sure. About 200 cases of leprosy are reported in the U.S. annually. Is Florida leading the charge as far as leprosy and this dude being an armadillo hunter causing his leprosy? Robert is up first to try and solve our quiz. Robert, all three stories actually did happen. Which one do you think went down in Florida?
I'm going to go with a bloodthirsty squirrel.
Bloodthirsty squirrel. No, sorry.
Sorry, no, that's not right. Houston, Texas is where the unruly squirrel is defying Disney stereotypes and is bloodthirsty. And that's where it ends. We don't know anything further, but they've been told that they won't come out and trap the squirrel. They have to trap the squirrel in the neighborhood, and then they'll come out and remove it. I don't know. It doesn't say how long this has been going on, but you heard the woman say that they won't come out in their neighborhood during the day because that's when the squirrel's out. For what period of time is this going on?
It's a great question. Let's let Jack have the 50-50 shot. Jack, what do you think?
Oh, I think Florida's leprosy ridden. We're going with story number three.
Story number three. Yeah. That's correct. Most cases, 72% of leprosy cases happen in the state of Florida. Rounding out the top five, California, Arkansas, Hawaii, and Louisiana. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Stay away from the armadillos and be very, very careful when you are seeing a pigeon with a sombrero on your head. You're in Reno, Nevada. So stop gluing hats to pigeons' heads, please. The Woody and-